You're listening to Yellowstone Public Radio. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Montana's first ever climate assessment was released today. And as Nate Hedgie explains, it says this past summer may be a vision of the state's future because of climate change.
Kathy Whitlock is the assessment's lead author.
Montana is going to get warmer, and the warming is going to be greater than in a lot of parts of the United States and the world.
She says the state could see a 4 to 6 degree rise in temperature by mid-century. And that means more fires.
The kinds of fires that we've had this summer are completely consistent with what we would see in the future. We'll see more insect outbreaks. We'll see warmer streams, and that will stress some of our native fish, our cold water fish.
The climate assessment is the culmination of a 2-year project involving Montana University System researchers, tribal colleges, state and federal agencies, nonprofit organizations, and stakeholders across Montana. It looks at climate trends in the state and how they will impact key sectors like water, forests, and agriculture.
Our growing season is now 12 days longer than it was in 1950. These have big impacts, and I think people on the land are already seeing changes. The people that we've talked to over the last 2 years recognize that there's been a lot of climate change going on, and so hopefully we can provide some information.
Whitlock, a professor at Montana State University, will send copies of the assessment to the governor's office as well as the state's congressional delegation. The report is available to the public, and you can find it at our website, ypradio.org. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.